It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful work of the Lord Jesus Christ, buying salvation on the old rugged cross for us so that we might have everlasting life. Jesus shed his blood to buy salvation for us so that we might be able to be called the sons of God and to have everlasting life. Now, this week, being Thanksgiving week, we ought to be giving thanks to the Lord. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more in just a bit. But before we get into God's Word, and we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today, let's listen to a song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, I Have Been Blessed.
Among us in all that he does, all of his mercy and all of his love. If a pen of a writer could write every day, not even this world could ever contain how much I've been blessed.
Warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, laughter of summer, changes.
To me.
what Psalm chapter number 3, verse number 8 has to tell us. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Do you know how you become the people of God? To be adopted into the family of God, to receive the gift of everlasting life, it is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But as many as received Him, John 1:12 says, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Receiving Him as Savior makes you blessed in God's sight because you are one of His children, adopted into His family so that you could call Him Abba Father, being born again by the miracle of the new birth. My friend, if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you would like to know how you could receive this gift that God gave through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, please call me. I would love to have the opportunity to sit down with you and take a copy of God's Holy Word and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this gift that has been offered to you because of the substitutionary death that Jesus paid for the salvation that He offers as a free gift, if you will receive it. My number is 919-563-6753. Please come be with us in our services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And this week, because it is Thanksgiving week, we'll be meeting Tuesday night in the fellowship hall at 6:30. For a Thanksgiving fellowship. They'll be singing and they'll be sharing of verses from God's Word, a time together as a church family before we get ready to meet with our family for Thanksgiving. And there will be no night service on Wednesday night. Please be with us in all of these services, but unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Tuesday night at 6:30 in the fellowship hall for our Thanksgiving fellowship, please be with us this morning at 9:45 for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebane Tabernacle Baptist Church. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation by coming to Jesus Christ and asking Him to save you. And also you'll find written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11. Let's listen to another song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this second song is titled Oh, Bless the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, yes, bless the Lord. Well, bless His holy name. Let me not forget all His benefits or the blessings that He brings.
Lifting up my hands to the great I Am, let me never be ashamed.
With all that is within me now, oh, bless His holy name.
Is to me my everything, and I'm blessed that He came. When He gave me drink from the fountain,
Here's what Psalm 103:1 says. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse number 2 of Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse number 22 of Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion, bless the Lord, O my soul. We're to bless the Lord with all that we have. We're to bless the Lord for all that he's done. We're to bless the Lord for the works he's accomplished. Even in Psalm 104:1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Bless the Lord for his greatness and his goodness and his love. We should take this time this week to bless the Lord by lifting up what he has done for us. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you will not be able to take part in this because the blessings of the Lord you have not received. How can you exalt his name for the blessings that do not belong to you? Well, I know that that can change when you accept the Lord as your Savior, but this is written for those who follow after the Lord, those who know the Lord is their Savior. They're to bless the Lord with all that is within them, for all his benefits, for all his works, of all his dominion, and because the Lord is very great. We are to extol the name of the Lord. We're to lift up the name of the Lord. Yes, we bless his name because of all that he's done for us. And also that blessing of extolling his name brings about a spirit of thanksgiving. This week, we need to be thankful for what the Lord has done if we know him as Savior, and thankful for the works that he has done and for the answered prayer that he's given. We ought to take time not just to fellowship with a family, not just to gather around the table, but also to gather around the throne of grace to thank the Lord for all that he's done. Listen to this last song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this song is Thank You, Lord.
Sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue. Church. the freedom that I have today. Sweet Spirit, I feel the presence so real. Thank you, Lord,
for being a friend so dear, for giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on the cross of Calvary, for taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord.
I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord.
Find in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. As Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica, he says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." We have so much to thank the Lord for. In everything, every day, we ought to be giving thanks to God. For God just didn't save us. God goes with us. He has given us the indwelling Holy Spirit. We have so much to thank the Lord for. Aren't you glad that this week set aside to give thanks to God for His goodness can be a time that we can slow down just a little bit and thank God for all that He's done for us? Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, before we get into God's Word, I do want to make one announcement. A week from today, we'll be starting our Thank God for Christmas revival. Our revival services will start Sunday morning at 9:45, 11 o'clock, and 6 o'clock with Evangelist Randy Bain. Please be with us in those services. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll also be having services at 7 o'clock in the evening. So please be praying about being with us for Thank God for Christmas Revival starting the 30th of November here at Tabernacle Baptist Church with Evangelist Randy Bain. Revival services Sunday, 9:45. 11 and 6 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 o'clock every evening. Hope to see you there at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Now, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter number 11, starting with verse number 13. We've seen in chapter number 11 that we have mentioned Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, all either living by faith or having the promises of God through faith. But then we get to verse number 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Here, the writer of Hebrews said that these in the Old Testament died without seeing the fruition of God's mercy and seeing Jesus Christ coming. We find that even at the beginning, when Adam and Eve had sinned, that there was a proclamation that there would be the seed of woman, the first mention of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. To Abraham was given the promise that Christ would be the one that all the families of the earth would find blessing in. These that had received the promises of what God was going to do in His fullness died without seeing the fullness of those promises. But that's what faith is. Not seeing, we believe. God said it. I believe it. I'll obey it. When you come to know Jesus as your Savior, you don't witness the wounds in His hands. Jesus said that we need to have faith in Him so that we can believe Him for the promises that He's given in His Word. Even those that accept Christ as personal Savior have not received all the promises God has for them until they step out of this life and step into eternity to be with God. Then they will walk by sight, because they will be in the presence of God. They'll receive their glorified bodies, and they will know the full blessing of redemption. Those of us that are saved now have the blessing of knowing that our soul is made brand new and we're made new creatures in Christ, but we're still in this old body. But there will be a day that all those things that were promised to us because we've accepted Christ as Savior will be made manifest to us as well, as we step into the sight of our dear Heavenly Father and our wonderful Savior, and we are made complete in Him, not only spiritually, but also physically as well, receiving a glorified body. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is much that God would want you to do for Him because of your walk by faith, to be a testimony for the Lord, so that those that are lost might be able to see what Jesus has done for you in saving you by the way that you live. Not only is there the walk that you can experience personally in the fellowship of the Lord, but there is the acknowledgement by the way that you live that that fellowship leads to a testimony dedicated and set aside for the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul called it being a living sacrifice for the Lord in Romans 12, 1 and 2. My friend, if you know the Lord as your Savior, this week would be a great time to take steps to be what we ought to be for the Lord, because we're thankful for what He has done. In everything, give thanks this Thanksgiving. Also, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God offers you the gift of salvation. There's nothing that you can do to merit favor with God. But Jesus died on the old rugged cross, shedding His blood to merit favor in your behalf, so that you could receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and have the goodness of God bestowed on you, even though you're a sinner. So, my sinner friend, before Thanksgiving ever gets here, today, confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and tell God that you're sorry for the sins that you've committed against Him, and then ask Jesus to save your soul. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. And just a reminder, don't forget, a week from today starts revival at Tabernacle Baptist Church with evangelist Randy Bain. That's Sunday at 9:45, 11 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 o'clock each evening. I hope to see you there. And Lord willing, we'll meet here at Tabernacle Time next week. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."